And good morning. We have the luck of having, again, Neil Wortnik in the studio with us. And one of the reasons why I wanted you to come back is because this Friday and Saturday, got three wrestlers, a senior and two freshmen, going to state championships.
Yep, it's going to be an exciting tournament. You know, for the freshmen, it's going to be an eye-opener. You know, to go to Portland Memorial Coliseum, be in front of 9,000 fans wrestling. And we'll see how they handle that challenge. Brady Libby at 106, Elijah Lacoste at 120 pounds. Both wrestled superbly this weekend. Brady pulled off a huge upset in the semifinals this last weekend and made it into the finals and ended up placing second. And Elijah, he rang off a string of victories after a first-round defeat last weekend. He pulled off, four straight wins. His last two were against upperclassmen. He beat a pair of upperclassmen who have quite a bit of wrestling experience to place fourth and qualify for state. And now then, of course, there's Ricky.
Well, of course, there's Ricky. And number two seed, right, in the state?
He's number two seed. He's seeded second because the boy who seeded first beat him earlier this year in North Bend. It was a match where Ricky got a little bit sloppy for a second. And in wrestling, if you get sloppy for a second, you may not get another down. You may not get another inbound play. It ended quickly, right? And so is the other kid better than Ricky? I don't know. I'm not sure he is. That day he was.
Yeah. And that's why they do the matches, right?
Right. And I tell my boys, we don't wrestle on paper. We wrestle on the mat.
So there's a good shot that Ricky and him will see each other.
It could well be. Ricky has to go through the boy that he beat last Saturday night to get there, though. Very likely he'll see Frankie Harlow from Marshfield in the semifinals. And Ricky's match with Frankie was a second-round overtime win on Saturday night.
Wow.
It brought the whole crowd to its feet. The Marshfield fans were booing because they didn't like one of the calls, which was right. It was a good call. But Ricky wins in double overtime, and for his performance is named Outstanding Wrestler of the Lightweight Brackets, which go from 106 to 145.
Wow, that's amazing. And now, number seven seed for Brady, who is also our Athlete of the Week this week, by the way,
okay,
for his work last week on the mats.
Yeah.
Now, what about, Elijah, he's unseated, but that's not necessarily a bad thing, right?
You know, Elijah, he ended up drawing the number one seed, so bummer for Elijah.
Right.
You know, tough opening draw, but last week he drew the number three seed who was, you know, basically he's wrestling the kid from Crook County that beat Ricky.
Mm-hmm.
In the first round.
Right.
And that kid is maybe just a little bit better than the boy he wrestled in the first round last week, Frankie Harlow. You know, we'll see what happens.
Right.
Elijah's the kind of kid who can bounce back. He's got tremendous grit, you know, and he just loves wrestling. So hopefully we can just keep him up, and who knows what will happen.
And just remember, you know, if a wrestler gets sloppy for a second, it could be an advantage for him.
That's right. We don't wrestle on paper.
All right. So it's this Friday and Saturday. What time does the matches start on Friday?
8:30 in the morning. It's an
Whoa.
Early morning.
Oh, my goodness.
Wrestlers, so, we're marathoners. You know, we start bright and early, and we usually don't end till late.
Right. Well, you know, maybe I can get you to text me some results, especially if they're good ones.
Well, you know, track wrestling runs the results, and there will be OSAA broadcasts as well for people who want to follow it online.
Oh, there you go. So that's how you do it. OSAA.org, I believe,
right,
is the right website. Well, thank you so much, Neil, for being here. Good luck. Congratulations on a great season. And tell these three young men that we're rooting for them here.
Thank you. Take care, all you guys.
All right. That's our sports talk for today.